rewards along the way. The ultimate grand prize is waiting. A family holiday worth up to 300,000 kwacha for one lucky customer. So why are you cash? Swipe or tap your Stanbic Visa card today. Think smart. Go digital. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Time now is 13 hours. Up next is your main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back to school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. So visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
Mwitwa says UPND's shawarma loss a sign of Zambia's thriving democracy. Court orders clearing firm to pay ZRA 3.6 million kwacha. In global news, Museveni takes strong lead in early results of Uganda presidential race. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Phoenix FM main news. My name is Constance Muzina Mwinga. The details. Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwitwa says the ruling UPND's loss in the just-ended Chawama parliamentary by-election should not be viewed as a setback, but as a victory as it demonstrates Zambia's thriving democracy. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, Mr. Mwitwa notes that there would be no democracy if the ruling party were to win every by-election held in the country. Mr. Mwitwa, who is also Information and Media Minister, also stated that the Chawama by-election has sent a clear signal that the 2026 general elections will generally be peaceful. He has emphasized that President Hakainde Hichilema is determined to ensure that the peace experienced during the Chawama by-election is protected, upheld, and defended. Mr. Mwitwa has since congratulated Forum for Democracy and Development FDD candidate Bright Nundwe for winning the election and urged him to work with President Hichilema in advancing national development. He has assured that developmental projects in Chawama will continue regardless of how people voted, stating that election results should not affect service delivery.
The signal that Chawama has sent to the nation is a signal of peace, is a signal that 2026 presidential and general elections will be peaceful under the leadership of President Hakainde Hichilema. This is what the people of Zambia in 2021 voted. Chawama victory to the opposition is our victory because it espouses and exemplifies what we have always been saying, that democracy in Zambia is at its best. Even when Chawama voted the way they voted, developmental programs in Chawama will continue as scheduled.
Meanwhile, political analyst Dr. Houston Chiputa says the scooping of the Chawama seat by a Tonse Alliance aligned party might be a sign of hope that the alliance will make a strong opposition in the August general elections. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Chiputa has advised the alliance to unite for a purpose and feature credible candidates in the manner they did in the Chawama by-election. Dr. Chiputa, however, notes that the scooping of the Chawama seat might also mean a sympathy vote, explaining that Chawama constituency is a special case as it is a place where the late former President Edgar Lungu came from.
Shawarma is a special case in the sense that there are two reasons. One, Shawarma is the place where the late former president Edgar Lungu came from. Two, Shawarma is a city that was held by his daughter, and his body remains unburied. And if you go back in history, when President Manawasa died, there was a sympathy vote for the MMD and Rupia Banda won. When Sata died, there was a sympathy vote and Edgar Lungu won. So, in my view, Shawarma has gone the same way in the sense that the opposition, where probably the Patriotic Front was affiliated, scooped the seat as a sympathy vote.
Mr. Nundwe polled 8,085 votes, beating his closest rival Morgan Munda of the UPND, who got 6,542 votes. The Economic and Financial Crimes Court has ordered Fornat Freight and Logistics Limited to pay the Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, a sum of 3.6 million kwacha for committing offences contrary to the Customs and Excise Act. Fornat Freight and Logistics Limited was found guilty on three counts, namely importation without making an entry, false representation, and smuggling. Facts of the case are that Fornat Freight and Logistics Limited, on a date unknown, but between 1st October 2024 and 12th March 2025 in Lusaka, jointly and whilst acting together with other unknown, did possess import goods without making an entry and smuggled into Zambia various goods, including whiskey, tequila, gin, and wine, without declaring them, defrauding the Zambia government of over 2.3 million kwacha in revenue. When the matter came up on 15th January 2026, the company was ordered to pay ZRA over 3.6 million kwacha, which includes both taxes and penalties, and the costs incurred in prosecuting the matter amounting to 50,000 kwacha. Further, a fine of 9,600 kwacha was imposed for all three counts and, in default, simple imprisonment of the legal representative of 9 months. And ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala says the authority is not relenting its pursuit of tax offenders and will apply the law to the maximum to ensure revenue is recovered.
And again, we want to remind everyone that is involved in the trading business to ensure that they do the right thing, make the correct declarations and payments, avoid smuggling. We are very much aware of the schemes that are used to bring in goods illegally into the country, and therefore we have intensified patrols on all the routes and including our borders. So we want to remind everyone that in as much as we reminding them that we have intensified patrols and all other measures or mechanisms that we use to detect the illegal importation of goods into the country, what is very important is to do the right thing, because we are also working with different security wings and different stakeholders to ensure that anything or any vice that deprives the government of the Republic of Zambia revenue, we curtail that.
The Zambia police in Serenge district have apprehended 11 suspected illegal immigrants believed to be Ethiopian nationals during an intelligence-led operation conducted on January 14, 2026, from 02 hours to 18 hours in Ndabala. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilavi says the operation followed reports that some motorists were evading the Ndabala security checkpoint by using clandestine routes. Mr. Chilavi says police officers were deployed to patrol the area, which led to the interception of motor vehicles suspected of being used to facilitate the movement of illegal immigrants. He explains that during the operation, a Toyota Fortuner and a Toyota Quantum were intercepted and six suspected illegal immigrants were apprehended, while the drivers escaped, abandoning the motor vehicles and the remaining suspected illegal immigrants. Mr. Chilavi says follow-up operations in the same area led to the apprehension of five suspected illegal immigrants who were hiding in a maize field, bringing the total number of apprehended individuals to 11, all of whom are currently in custody.
During the operation, a Toyota Fortuner, registration number BCC6741ZM, and a Toyota Quantum, registration number CAA2492ZM, were intercepted, and six suspected illegal immigrants were apprehended. The drivers of these vehicles escaped, abandoning the motor vehicles and the remaining suspected illegal immigrants. Follow-up operations in the same area led to the apprehension of five